Are you terrified by the thought of a cyber attack? Because it's something that I think many of us kind of think of happening in a science fiction movie. But how vulnerable are our power networks, or our banking networks, or our social security networks, or our personal networks to a cyber attack? We keep reading about near misses, and apparently there was one last night when Chinese hackers almost stopped electricity to 3 million homes in Australia. So how worried should we be about the vulnerability of our systems? It's a pretty important conversation to have. Up next, you'll meet a freelance internet and technology writer who kind of studies this stuff. He ponders how vulnerable we are to these sorts of attacks and how regular they might become. You'll hear his point of view after this.
Summer Breakfast with Spence Denny.
I just like having cash. But I'm also not being tracked on my spending. I'm not a potential marketing tool for people who want to target my spending and things like that.
That is a very fair point.
And I'm also not making traders pay commission on a transaction. So there you go, I win.
A whole
Join Spence from 6 each weekday morning.
On ABC Radio Adelaide. On 891 AM.
Digital radio.
And the ABC Listen app.
You're with Jules Schiller.
Just a correction. The cyber attack I was talking about happened on November 27. It got reported today in the papers, which is a trivial detail when it comes to the topic of cyber attacks. How vulnerable are we? An important conversation to have. Let's talk to Stilgarian, who's a freelance internet and technology writer. Welcome, Stilgarian. Should this stuff keep us awake at night?
Not awake at night, Jules. Not us anyway, because you and I don't have to deal with it. But it is something that we need to be making sure that our government is across and our authorities are keeping us properly informed and everyone's doing the right thing. This one is interesting. CS Energy is a power generating company in Queensland. They own a couple of power stations. And what we know is that they had a ransomware attack last month on their corporate network, which means that was under attack and the hackers were trying to encrypt their data so they couldn't access it and then essentially extort them, say, you want your data back, give us money. And now, like, they actually revealed that last month. We've now got this story today, which I find interesting, is blaming it on China, which is a bit weird because last week a group of Russian or Russia-adjacent ransomware hackers claimed credit for it.
Mm.
So we don't know from this story exactly who is saying it was China. The story quotes intelligence sources, whoever they were, and then there's a comment from Andrew Hastie, who is a politician, member of parliament, who has a record of being highly critical of China, shall we say. So my gut feeling is he might be doing a little bit of freelancing on his own foreign policy, doing his own diplomacy, because normally blaming a country is something that's pretty big diplomatic action. Think very carefully about that.
Nonetheless, it doesn't really matter, does it, whether it's from Russia or China. I mean, you know,
exactly.
I mean, what the most pressing question, paramount question, is how secure are our systems to these attacks, whether it's from organised crime or from a state actor like China or Russia. As a freelance internet and technology writer, how secure are our major systems in Australia? Could they cause a blackout, say, at some point?
Well, to roll back, you've mentioned a few different things there. The level of cyber defences does vary across sectors. Banks, very good, because everyone's trying to steal money from banks. Who else is also good? People who run various things like the mining companies themselves, some factories and so on. Others less so. And when you look at something like a power station, it has quite often IT systems that were built some time ago, like when the power station was built.
Mm.
And the engineers there are much more interested in keeping it going than having the latest defences. Now, that said, they're getting better. What I find interesting in the reporting of this one is that the ransomware crew got into the corporate network, okay, which is, you know, your accounting and email and marketing and personnel and all of that. The operational network, the computers that actually operate the power station and have the control panels, if you like, what we've seen is a statement that they cut off that network from the corporate network with, you know, a time left. Now, the newspaper article says at the last minute, the company says, and the story says rather, that maybe that would have taken another hour for them to get through, but like it takes a moment to unplug it. Now, you might think, why are those networks connected at all? And in fact, security people call that an air gap. We've got two completely separate networks, one for operational, one for corporate. And it doesn't matter if the corporate network goes down for a little bit, really. You know, you can live without your email for an hour. Problem is, it's expensive. And the engineers have get emails. And contractors have to come in to maintain the equipment, and they plug their laptops in, or shortcuts are made. Could it happen? Look, power networks have traditionally been one of the targets for nation-state actors. Mm. If you can bring down a country's electricity system, well, everything runs on electricity, right? We've seen what happens when the electricity goes down even for a little bit. Banking goes out. Finance goes down. Well,
Is this, as someone who studies this stuff still, Gary, if there was an attack on Australia, or we entered into, say, we joined up the US in defending Taiwan, is there a sense that there would be cyber attacks from, say, state actors that would bring down power systems and banking systems? Is there a sense they might already have these capabilities but aren't really showing their hand at the moment?
That's exactly it. And we've already had, in other countries, attacks. Russia attacked Ukraine's power system a few years ago. More than a decade now, I think Russia also attacked Estonia's government systems and financial systems and brought them down. And that actually triggered the NATO countries to start developing an entire plan to defend against cyber attacks. And Russia, I'm talking a lot about Russia here because the experts on our side of the world, if you like, are happy to talk about what Russia's doing, but are reluctant to talk about what we or the US or the UK or France might be doing. It would be fair to say that everyone is trying to get a presence, an implant, it's sometimes called, in other people's networks, so that should conflict happen, they've got a beachhead there from which they can take control of other people's systems. We know China and Russia are doing it. We know other countries are doing it. We know Israel is doing things to Iran's networks. So it's pretty safe.
So we're all doing it. And
we're doing it too. Everyone spies. Everyone does reconnaissance. This is just another aspect of that.
Just finally, Stilgarian, I think why this is significant, if you've ever been in a place without electricity, and I was in Christchurch, you might have, when the earthquake happened, and they didn't have electricity for, I reckon, about 4 days. You have people don't know what's going on. They can't ring anyone. They can't get any information from the TV or radio. They can't tap and go at a service station. They can't fill up their car. They haven't got access to cash, most of them. So it does cause a lot of chaos to bring an entire city into a blackout. So I guess that's why it is so scary, isn't it, really?
That's right. That is exactly why the power grids, the power generators, the transformers and so on, they are a prime target.
Yeah.
And they are controlled by computers.
Well, we do have to go still, Gary, and always enjoy our chats. Thanks for your time.
No worries. Glad I could cheer you up.
There we go. Some happy thoughts before Christmas. Let's all get portable batteries.